This recording, Michigan 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Rice Junction, Michigan, which is a small town of about 500 people. It's located in Jackson County, Michigan. It's a very rural area. I still spend a lot of time out there riding my bike, just enjoying the countryside and visiting my friends once in a while. Spent about 15 years of my life there until I graduated high school. And after graduation, I joined the Army, was sent to basic training down in South Carolina at Fort Jackson. After that, I got sent to South Korea for a year. Spent most of my time there in a city called Wijangbu. It's north of Seoul, about 20 or 25 miles away from the DMZ. Left there around Christmas time of 1998 and went to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and spent the rest of my enlistment there, which was about a year and a half until I got out in 2001. I moved back to Michigan after getting around that time, and I've been here ever since. I've lived in Leslie, Michigan, which for about 20 years now. It's a small town of about 2,000 people, and I really like it here. It's a good place to live. It's very peaceful. The people are friendly. It's just a good place to be.